Good Monday morning. Welcome back to In Focus. Freddie Bowman with you. I'm here with Jason Hilders, the Deputy City Manager, and Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse. We're talking about tonight's special City Commission meeting and some of those items that a little later tonight deal with the zoo and the Discovery Center. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Thanks, Brady. We'll start off this evening with in the general agenda on the Flint Hills Discovery Center year-end report. Susan Adams, our director of the Flint Hills Discovery Center, and Eddie Eastus, our director of Park and Recreation, will provide an update on the 2017 undertakings and exhibits and experiences we had within the facility. Just a little recap. You know, we opened in April of 2012. It's a 35,000 square foot facility. Our admissions have ranged anywhere from 50,000 to 70,000 folks through the doors on an annual basis. Our exhibits have been very successful. We had a little bit of dip this year in admissions, but we anticipate that picking back up. A lot of it hinges on just what exhibits you have and just how popular those are in the community. Last year, in 2016, we actually had a lot of more admissions based on a dinosaur exhibit we had. This year's exhibits have been popular, just not as popular as past exhibits. Susan and her staff work tirelessly on getting exhibits out. We program exhibits out 3 years, so commissioners have taken action in the past year or two for 18, 19, and 20. Those years of exhibits, we're constantly looking for, again, just folks, those types of exhibits that'll generate the energy and the visitor admissions, increasing those admissions at the Discovery Center.
Could we make the dinosaur thing maybe just an annual thing? Maybe?
It's actually coming back. It's not the same one, but there'll be a different one that'll resurface in 2020. They're really excited about it, and it has a lot of good success throughout the country. You know, kudos to Susan and her staff. They run a really great facility. It's an asset that we have to continue to invest in as a community. You know, we were blessed with star bonds and the ability to redevelop the South End and bring this facility in, but we have to continue to invest in it. A lot of the feedback we've received has been about re-looking at that second floor. We have a lot of families in the community that buy annual passes, mainly for this time of year. And the last couple of weeks have been a good example of weather that doesn't give our families a whole lot of opportunity to do anything other than go indoors. Our second floor at the Discovery Center, there's an area for kids to go in and create, be creative, play, and experience the facility. We have an opportunity to relook at that and see how we can expand that and offer new opportunities for children and those and families within the community.
I just think it's a wonderful resource in our community. I consider it the third museum in Manhattan. So we have the Riley County Historical Museum, and we know what that's about. The Beach Museum, that covers a broad K-State region, national, you know, they have art from all over the world there. But the Discovery Center is something local with hands-on for kids that keeps them interested. So they're learning about, right now, there's a Duty First or big 100th anniversary of the Big Red One exhibit there. And there have been dinosaur exhibits, and there'll be a Harley Davidson exhibit coming up, I think. So it allows mostly families to focus on something different periodically throughout the year. And some of the exhibits are there 3-4 months, kind of quarterly. But I think that we really are conscious, and our staff is really conscious of the expenses of the Discovery Center. But we have to run it too, and it has to be something that will cause someone to come back in twice, you know, a second time or a third time. And so we have, we're always challenged with how can we get people to come back and come back a second or a third time. And it's a novel thing in our community. It's located in what originally was called the Entertainment District, and it is a draw for convention people that come to Manhattan. And so we have to have something for them to do. complement the restaurants on points and their hotel experience and their conference experience. So it's a good thing.
And especially when the weather's nice and we're getting into the spring and summer, even parts of fall, that whole area seems, everything seems to kind of work pretty well together. The Flint Hills Discovery Center, you got the Blue Earth Plaza area, you got the Manhattan Convention Center. It seems like that all works together pretty well.
And the train depot, I forgot
right,
to mention
and the train
that.
Depot.
I just think it's fine. It's a good experience for convention participants to walk over, get out of the hotel and walk over to the Discovery Center, the train depot, for some special events. So, you know, we have to have variety here. And one thing is not going to attract people here.
You mentioned some of those expenses that you have to deal with the Flint Hills Discovery Center each year, I assume. Are those expenses decreasing at all, or are they just pretty much staying the same about every year? Kind of what's that picture looking like?
Yeah, our personnel services, our actuals in the last 3 years have hovered right around the $475,000 to $500,000 on an annual basis. And those have been remaining fairly consistent. We're spending in total around $875,000 to $900,000 in expenses at the Discovery Center. Our revenues are hovering right around the $800,000 mark. We're a little bit lower this year. We do use transient guest tax to help operate at the facility. What we're talking with the commissioners about this evening also is to look at the successes of the zoo and how they're structured financially, and if we can possibly look at the Discovery Center and do something similar. The zoo captures their admissions revenue and basically funnel that back through the Friends of Sunset Zoo. And then they look at exhibits and improvements they can make at the zoo. The zoo continues to become more and more attractive and well attended. And we'd like to see if we can't shift some revenues over on the Discovery Center side so we can continue to look at things like the second floor. We can continue to look at investments within the facility to keep it attractive and to keep it something that the community continuously wants to not only invest in but keep coming in terms of visitation.
Just a reminder, phone lines are open if you want to get involved in the conversation and ask a question or give a compliment, whatever you want to say, to Jason Hilgers, the Deputy City Manager, Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse. And Jason, you talked about the zoo, and the zoo's been something, and Linda too, you can chime in on this. So the zoo's been something that's been invested in over the years, and it seems like that investment has paid off about every time that investment's been made.
Mm-hmm. I think the latest there, we have a new $1 million, I think, addition or exhibit.
The Asian exhibit is just over $1.3 million.
Yeah. And we're using sales tax revenue from the original, you know, the swimming pool tax, sales tax that we had was for the swimming pools and the zoo. And this money was after the pools were built and we've done maintenance that we had to do, we had to replace something significant. You know, we have this money left over and we're going to just focus it on the zoo so we can help you know, add an attraction there. And we're also investing money in the parking lot there. And so it we're continuing to make the attractions here in our community better. And that's what we need to be doing. We can't just let things fall apart. We can't just make it a negative experience for the public or for the visitors to this community. And I think visitors are a big part of, I don't know the percentage of the zoo, but certainly the Discovery Center attracts people from out of our community.
I think about the Welcome Center at the zoo. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably the biggest, most recent addition to that, mm-hmm. maybe, 5, 6, 7 years ago, something like that.
Yeah, part of the 2012 quarter set sales tax went into the Zoo Ed Center, the Welcome Center, the gift shop area up top, as well as the pools. And when we went back out for that quarter cent renewal, we talked about calling that early, which in April 1st, it'll start generating revenue for the middle school improvements and the SECO improvements, and we'll complete the financing on the pools in the Zoo Ed Center. March 31st will be the last day we receipt revenues for the pools in the zoo, and then we'll transition to the new middle schools and the SECO and the trail improvements. So that money has been invested. The debt has been covered, and we're at a point with the zoo, and which is the second item on the general agenda, to look at a master plan. We've hired GLMV Architecture to come in and assist city administration with an evaluation of the zoo. So they've looked, it's been a while since we've done a master plan.
When was the last time?
It, I believe, was in the 90s. Yeah, in 1997, we completed a master plan. So it's been
20 years.
Well over 20, yeah. Yes. And it's an opportunity for us to engage the public and get some feedback on how we're doing. It's also an opportunity for us to compare our zoo with other peer zoos across the country. This consultant has come in and provided us very good data on how other zoos are operating, what type of revenues, what type of admission fees, what type of exhibits, and based on the size. And they're starting to get into some pretty exciting opportunities at the zoo. Currently, when you enter the zoo, the street, the roadway basically goes in front of the zoo and then continues into a neighborhood. That roadway is more of an access drive than anything, and it's really not, it was never really meant to be a through street. Well, that neighborhood is used that as a through street, but the area on either side of that roadway is city property, and it is part of the zoo's master plan now. It would essentially bring more of a cul-de-sac type of entry into the zoo, and the future plan starts to talk about additional facilities, additional exhibits and animals that would come to the zoo. There's been a lot of surveys done online, so our community is engaged and they're giving feedback, and we'll get some of that this evening as well. But it's starting to expand and really look at the opportunity of where the zoo wants to be in the next 10 to 20 years.
What is some of the feedback that the city has received on the zoo as far as some things the public wants to see?
A lot of it had to do with pedestrian amenities, so when you're walking around the zoo, but a lot of it really has to do with the type of animals people want to see. There's the giraffes, I think, is number one, and it's been number one for a long time. That's a tough animal to bring in, but it's something that, you know, we can consider as we start expanding. The types of animals, just the experience that the individual has at the zoo have been majority of the feedback we're receiving.
A little over a year ago, I recall that our zoo director received, I was at a program where they received an award for accreditation of our zoo, and that was something that we evidently, because I was pretty new when I attended that, but it meant that it was a goal. We had been seeking to raise the standards of our zoo so that we could achieve that accreditation, because it's really important that our animals are treated well, that our citizens have safe experiences, that we have a certain level of infrastructure. And that was achieved, and there was a national zoo accreditation person here at the time. I don't know the official name of it, but I was impressed that we had met that goal for our zoo, and really pleased with the work of the Friends of the Zoo and the work that they do. Many times when a proposal comes to the commission, there's a footnote that the funds are being contributed by the Friends of the Zoo, and it's the fundraising that they have done that has actually achieved that particular project. Wouldn't that be wonderful with the Discovery Center? I think that's a great model.
It's definitely where we need to get and where we're trying to get. And the zoo, you're right, the Asian exhibit has a tremendous private investment coming in to match public dollars, and they're in the process of designing that. And we'll start to talk with the commission about construction timelines with the Asian exhibit soon.
And how much room does the zoo have to expand? Do they have some land there that's kind of put aside for that, or?
It is rather substantial. And again, if you've driven into the zoo and you continued on the road and not turned into the zoo, you end up in that shell area. There's a variety of streets. I'm blanking on the streets that are up there. Wilmer, I know, goes down to Justin, but Shell is on the Ridge. I think Ridge might actually be one of them. Justin's down there too. So it's an area of the community. It's a small neighborhood, but it's basically at the top of the hill. When you look up from Home Depot or you look up from Target to the east, that's that neighborhood on top of that hill next to the zoo. Well, that street runs up in there, and as I mentioned, the acreage on either side of it's pretty substantial. Well, we're going to start seeing plans tonight that actually start programming out that green space.
That's open space.
It is open space. A lot of our high school students park on that road to access the high school, and they're adjacent to just grassland. There's even a shelter, if you continue down and closer to that neighborhood, where a lot of the neighborhood will come and have picnics or walk their dogs or play with their kids and their families. But that area is going to start getting plans looked at in terms of expanding the zoo.
All right, let's go ahead and take our last break. We come back, and maybe it's not summer, but there's still some construction going on in town. We can maybe update on some of those items. Come back, talk more about it.